Generally here on Newsmakers Weekend, we recap news of the week of concern to the church from locally to around the world, sometimes delving a little deeper into a topic or cultural issue with a local or national Christian leader. Well, on this edition, we're covering a cultural topic from what I guess you could call a modern historical perspective, that being the young history of the Christian rock music movement, which began in the 1970s, really picked up steam in the 1980s, and has continued in one form or another ever since. Specifically, we're going to talk about an award-winning full-length documentary looking at the trials, tribulations, and triumphs of a Seattle-area-based band as they ministered in uncharted waters in the heavy metal music scene throughout the world, which, by the way, you do not need to be a fan of hard rock or heavy metal to enjoy this movie. The film, which was just released on DVD and Blu-ray and will be shown at a special one-time movie concert event January 30th in Federal Way, is titled Trenches of Rock, The Metal Mission of Bloodgood. And here to help me talk about it are two longtime friends of mine, elder statesmen of Christian rock and members of the Gospel Music Hall of Fame group Bloodgood. Michael Bloodgood and Les Carlson, guys, welcome to Newsmakers.
Hey, Keith, it's good to be back.
Great to be here, Keith. Yep.
Now, I'll get this right out of the way at the top. One of the reasons for my interest in this movie, along with knowing you guys for 35 of the 38 years I've worked here at Krista Media, which includes Spirit 105.3, KCMS, and KCIS 630, I did your very first radio interview and played the first Bloodgood song ever on the radio back on the Eternal Rock Show, which aired late at night on the weekends on KCMS back in the mid to late 80s. Now, because of that and our support of the band in its early years, the producer of the movie was gracious enough to interview me for the documentary, and I think I show up early in the film for about 30 or 60 seconds, which I think is pretty cool. Just enough to help the flow of the movie, but not too much to get in the way. But that's not the only reason. This documentary, which I've seen now three times in three different settings, is just plain good. The first time, I couldn't really rate it because I was too nervous about how it'd come out across the screen, on the screen. But by the third time, I think I viewed it with a critical eye, and I can understand why it's won some 12 awards at independent film festivals in the U.S. and Europe. And by the way, these are not Christian film festivals. These are just films of all different genres, and They won a number of documentary awards. But give us a nutshell, without giving away the whole story, what exactly the documentary is about, and then we'll delve more into how this whole thing actually came about.
Well, it started out initially, Paul Michael had this idea to just kind of show what does it take to keep a band together for 30-plus years.
Paul Michael Bloodgood being the producer, and your son.
And my son, yes, very proud of him. And as the story was evolving, he was being mentored by James Mole, that produced the Foo Fighters documentary Back and Forth. He's won Grammys, and I mean, he's, you know, phenomenal director, and he's got documentaries running on Netflix even as we speak. As he began to see Paul's, dailies, if you will, he says, no, the story, because he didn't realize, the other story behind it, that essentially when we started out, we had a lot of so-called Christians saying that we were of the devil, we were Satan, because we were doing rock music. And we had the guys in the world that didn't like us because we were a Christian band. So we were kind of in this no man's land for years. And so our first few years, we had picketers at our shows. We had a famous evangelist, called us names and said we were satanic. And so people were picketing at these shows. And so it was very controversial. And so that's the story, the main thrust. It is also how we kept the band together for as many years as we have. Mm-hmm. But just all the controversy and all the we had death threats out there, all the things that surrounded us going out and just preaching the gospel using music.
Now, this was your son's first full-length documentary, and this is, we don't want to whitewash this as, okay, this is about my dad and the band. Now, he did this from a very professional kind of, he stood back and just let everybody speak. Nothing was scripted. And this is a very, really raw video, documentary in a lot of ways. And it's like, oh, I didn't know that about the band. Oh, wow. That's interesting to hear.
Yeah.
Drummers, If you see the documentary Drummers, that is
Drummers Beware.
Pay attention to that, and you'll understand exactly why.
Yeah, nothing was scripted. We didn't know what the questions were going to be. I didn't hear what Les's answers were. He didn't hear mine. You know, many of the drummers that were interviewed as well.
And so,
it's very real.
Yeah, he took our stories from our mouths, and then he made it one story using all of us speaking and telling the story.
Yeah,
and he
halfway through a sentence, he would finish mine or whatever. It's very interesting and very clever the way that Paul put that together.
Yes.
And he also found a lot of footage from throughout the years.
Yep.
And made it very compelling.
I hope. I mean, as you mentioned, it's won many awards. I don't know that he even got into a single Christian music festival, maybe in Australia. But these are just people in the world, in the mainstream, and they love the film. They found it very compelling, very interesting, and you know, as you mentioned, you know, Paul garnered 12 awards all over the world. So
now, this isn't something you pushed him toward. He just kind of came up with this on his own. I know he's always been a very artistic person.
Yes.
He was involved. I remember with your kids growing up, they were involved with Pacific Northwest Ballet with the Nutcracker.
They all trained
all
there.
Three of your boys did.
Yep.
And all three of them went on to, and are two of them currently have ballet careers in different parts of the country.
Right, right.
And your son, Paul, has been artistic. He's been in, done a lot of background things with a number of different movies throughout the years.
Yeah, he's currently even doing stunt work. You know, so he loves the film industry, and he did a short documentary concerning Nutcracker ballets. It's that time of year, and that's really kind of wet the whistle for him. And then he, you know, as he's transitioning, he just retired as a dancer last season, he's been wanting to transition into film. In fact, he's currently working on a film that's going to be on PBS, so that's really his passion. So it's kind of great that he got to, you know, exercise, get all this stuff, you know, on this documentary that hopefully everybody's going to go watch.
So the band is playing again, has been actually playing for a few years, but you guys are going to start playing a lot more, it looks like, here in the real near future.
It does, yes.
But let's talk about the event that is happening, the Blood Good Concert event. That is Thursday, January 30th at 6:45 in the evening at the fairly new Federal Way Performing Arts and Events Center. I think it's only been open a couple of years.
So yes.
It looks online, at least, like a fairly nice venue. And this is the first time you've played in the Seattle area for, by my calculations, 27 years?
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's been a long time.
93 or so. And now that your kids are raised, and you have to trace them across the country, et cetera, why this combination of the movie and the concert? That's something that's really not done.
Well, that's why we're doing it. Because it's really different. I mean, you saw it was kind of our trial run down in California.
I saw a trial run down in California at the end of March.
And we got just a great response from it. And so it just creates this whole difference. So it's not just us doing a live show, which is going to happen, but actually seeing the full length movie. They have a huge screen. It's a beautiful venue down there. A nice PA system. It's going to just sound great. And so instead of doing the traditional, here's the two opening bands, which probably nobody knows or whatever it might be, this is just something that we just kind of birthed, the idea of combining, you know, a movie, a film, with a live band. Because I remember, I've watched a lot of documentaries over the years, and maybe it's Tom Petty or the Eagles, whoever it might be. And after those are done, or Foo Fighters, after it's done, you feel like you know these guys. It's intimate, you know, they're telling you stories. And then to have them perform right afterwards, we thought, man, what a great, I mean, I would love that experience.
So that is one thing I remember when I saw you guys back in the end of May, first time I'd seen you in concert in some 30 years
yes,
or so.
Yes.
And people were saying, boy, you know, I didn't know about the band or their background.
Right.
I really wasn't familiar with them at all, but the story was so compelling and you felt like, you know, you got to know them, and then you got to see them perform in concert for the next hour or so.
There were people there that were not even alive when we started to play.
That's right.
Their parents brought them.
Yeah, and the parents brought them, some Blood Good fans. And then their introduction to the band was a movie. So they see these people on the big screen, and then there they are live. So, yeah, I think that just that experience is going to be fun.
Oh, yes.
Now, it's for one admission. You get to see both the full length, meaning hour and a half long documentary. It's not a 30-minute made-for-TV special.
Deal.
It's a real deal.
I think it's
deal.
87 minutes.
Something like that. Yeah. Followed by the Blood Good concert. Yep. And the by the way, the video, in case you're just tuning in, Trenches of Rock, the Metal Mission of Blood Good. And just for the record, I will be bringing earplugs in case I need them.
Only in case you need them. In if case, you don't need them, just leave them in your pocket.
Yeah, I needed them the last time around, so I'm guessing that I will. But
it is rock.
Yes. Les, I know, let's find a little bit of what's been going on with you for those who are familiar with the band. You've been living with your wife and around your daughter and your grandkids in Central California for a little while, and taking it easy a little bit lately?
I'm hard at work again with Blood Good. But, my grandchildren, my daughter has four beautiful
I shouldn't say take it easy. That's a lot of work right there.
Yeah.
I know about the grandpa thing a little bit. So
it's beautiful being a grandpa. I didn't realize when I was younger that I thought old people were weird, and now I know for sure they are. No, I just enjoy it so much. And I'm writing a lot of music and playing guitar, and life is really good.
And Mike's still pastoring after many years. And,
yeah, 20 years as senior pastor at Calvary Redmond, yeah.
How's that going?
Well, I love it. I mean, God's called me to do it, so I'm very passionate about it. I have a great flock, you know, and I've been doing it, like I say, I've been a senior pastor for 20-some years now, and we just, you know, it's my calling. It's what I do, and along with Blood Good. So I'm very fulfilled in ministry. Doing the both. So life is good. I have a grandson as well down in Austin, and you know, Paul's son, Michael Harrison, named after somebody.
Michael Harrison. Yeah.
So yes, life is very, very good.
And then the rest of the band will be Paul Jackson on guitar, and looks like Kevin Whistler.
Yeah, Kevin Whistler.
He's going to come back and do some drums.
That's the lineup we had. You know, we did our rock theater shows here in Seattle, so we're still friends.
Look those
we're
up on YouTube if you've not seen. In fact, if you're wondering about Blood Good at all, there is a slew of videos and music that's available on YouTube.
Yes.
I know. I've watched them many times lately.
Thank
so
you.
It's like,
and iTunes and Spotify. You know, all the musical outlets, right?
That's so, right.
And then what's next? What's ahead with the, now that the... the movie is out on DVD and Blu-ray, and you're going to have the showing and the performance in Federal Way.
Yes.
And you're going to be heading overseas a little bit too.
Yes, we're going to be playing in Switzerland and then Mexico, our first time actually in Mexico, south of the border. We're very excited. All of our videos have been subtitled into Spanish. We didn't do that, and Portuguese. So you know that just happened with fans. So we're really anxious to get south a little bit. And we also have a show in Germany, and what to expect. We don't know what to expect because, you know, it's just coming out. So we don't know what kind of traction it's going to get, what kind of response it's going to be. So we, you know, we're just seeing what the Lord's going to open up doors and give us opportunities that we've never had before to preach the gospel or whatever God wants us to do. So we're just waiting in anticipation.
Now, the documentary is being released in Europe as well.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So... and it'll eventually be streaming at some point, but we just don't know when. That's again, just so people, the movie is about us, but it's not our film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my son's company, Bloody Good Pictures, it's his production company. So we're kind of on the outs, like anybody else at that point. You know, so we're going to see what happens.
We're fans of the movie.
Yeah, we're big fans of the movie.
Okay, so again, we're going to recap it one more time. Trenches of Rock, the Metal Mission of Blood Good. It's the hour and a half documentary, and that will be shown live in a theater setting, a good-sized theater setting at the Federal Way Performing Arts and Event Center on Thursday, January 30th, 6:45 in the evening. And following that, right afterwards, maybe there'll be a 15-minute break. I don't know how it all set up. But then it'll be Blood Good in concert, first time in the Seattle area in about 27 years or so. So I'm looking forward to showing up, and if you want more information, you can click on the websites for both KCIS and Spirit 105.3 KCMS. Also, bloodgoodband.com has information as well,
yes.
Your guys' website. on the documentary. And also you can find out info on if you want to order your own copy of the documentary as well. I'm sure Paul Michael would appreciate that.
Yes, you bet.
Mike, Les, and Mike's wife, Marilyn, in the background here doing some recording of this interview. Thank you all for showing up tonight here and for being with us here on Newsmakers Weekend.
We loved it. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks, Keith.